Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's World Series or bust for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who they begin their quest tonight against the Washington Nationals and the NLDS. So here's the thing I want to hear from you, though, Rob. Do you think it's best? Like, if they don't win it, okay? If they don't win the World Series, and I have a sneaking suspicion they won't. Right,
well, so because it happened the last 2 years,
right.
I know, right?
I mean, it's hard to do, and they keep failing. So, if they don't win the World Series this year, is it better to get to the World Series and lose, or and I'm talking better for their legacy, better for you know, just the general narrative for around these Dodgers, or would it be better to bow out in either the divisional round or the league championship
NLCS,
round.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good question. And you know what? I could tell you the answer from LeBron James fans. They'd rather go and lose, and they like to use that as going is better than losing earlier, even though you're going to lose. You know, he's lost six NBA finals.
So you're saying LeBron's
LeBron fans will embrace the losing in the championship and wear it as a badge. I totally disagree. I think if I was a Buffalo Bill, I would rather go to one Super Bowl, Chris, and win that rather than go
but
to four straight.
Okay, I hear you, but that's not what I'm getting at.
No, I know you have
okay,
it as
the question
as not winning.
Is not that you could, you know, let's say they lose this year, but they ultimately win one, which, no, let they lose this year. They don't, so take winning
what you're
one
saying, right.
out of the equation.
I understand
I
what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying, like yeah, to okay. me, going 3 years in a row and losing would be heartbreaking, and the Dodgers would officially be the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball. If I'm a Dodger fan, I'd rather get out before that. I would rather not go to yet another World Series and be dubious. You know how hard it is, and you can't win one? That would be dubious for me.
But you know that's against everything in the nature of a sportsman,
I get
an athlete, a fan, right?
No, but if you're telling me that I'm going
to
lose.
You want your team to get as far as possible, to win as much as possible.
I agree. Under normal circumstances, but in this case, they've already done that. It's not like my team never got there. If I know that they're going to lose again, I'm talking about, right? I know that right. they're going to lose. I don't want to sit through that. I don't want to feel that pain. I don't want to go, oh, my God, we won seven straight National League West titles, and we got nothing to show for it, and we went to the World Series and got embarrassed again. Last year they got embarrassed, and the year before was a seven-game series, and it was a good one, right, against Houston.
Yep, yep.
Last year against Boston, Chris, was a five-game, and it was really never a series.
No. What they had the extra, what the 18-game, was that last year?
Yeah, that was the one. Right.
That was
the only game they won.
Right. That was exciting. I was in Vegas watching that.
Right. That game went on forever.
Yeah, it was late night. But you're right. Look, I'll give you this. You made an interesting point when you brought up LeBron, because I'm sure he and the fans of LeBron would rather he be, say, 3-3
yes.
in the finals than 3-5.
I totally 3-6.
I give that's a good that was yes. I'm sorry. Is it 3-6?
Yeah,
eight straight.
Been, right?
Yeah,
three and six.
So 3-3 or 3-4.
3-3 is way better.
Right. I'll give you that. However, if you step back, and I'm going to take that LeBron. I'm not going to go there right now. I'm going to go to your Bills, your Buffalo Bills, who
yes.
made four straight Super Bowls,
which is unbelievable.
1990 to 1993. Right. Lost them all. We could even throw in the Minnesota Vikings. Remember them in the 70s?
They lost four.
They made it 3 out of 4 years.
Right.
Lost every one and had lost one before that, so they had lost four straight. Or four Super Bowls.
Four Super Bowls, not in a row, right?
Right. Here's the thing, though. We remember those teams, Rob. You drop the Buffalo Bills probably, what, once every 3 or 4 weeks on the
yes,
show?
Yes, yes, because they won.
Right, but we remember them. And we remember them as great. You always say it, Marv Levy. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He shouldn't be.
Jim Kelly, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas.
They had a squad.
We
were
remember
loaded.
Them. If they had not gotten the four straight, right? If they had gotten the one, we wouldn't remember them, not like we do now. Those Vikings, Fran Tarkenton, Chuck Foreman, Alan Page, Carl Eller, the Purple People Eaters, we remember them. Even though they lost, they still were champions on a smaller level because they won their conference. And so, the LeBron one was a good one. But when I look back at those NFL teams, I remember them as great teams, even though they didn't win. And had it been one, had it been two in the span of 6 years, but they didn't win, we wouldn't recall them like that.
Yeah, but
Dodgers, if they get there, Rob, if they get to the World Series and lose again, historically, they still will be remembered. And yeah, there'll be a punchline and people say, oh, you don't want to be the Dodgers, you know, of that era. But we'll remember Bellinger and all these great players that they have. And a lot of them will make the Hall of Fame. And that we'll remember that as a great team. So
when you remember,
I gotta say the opposite of what you said. I think it's better if they at least get there, even if they lose.
You remember the Atlanta Braves? They won like 15
yes.
out of 16 NL East titles, right? 15 out of 16,
right.
And only won one World Series. Chris, they are dubious. Bobby Cox in that group.
Are they though?
Yes.
When you remember when you think of Greg Maddux, do you think of? He couldn't win the big one. I mean, they like you said, they won one. We generally don't think of that one. Am I right?
No, we don't.
We
think of all the losses. And because, remember, that team had three Hall of Fame pitchers.
It was incredible.
On the same staff, Chris, for a decade. Do you know how many teams have had three Hall of Famers pitched together? It's almost never happened.
You're right. But again, Rob, think about when you think of that team. Yeah, you think of they didn't get it done except once. But you also recognize their greatness in a way that I don't think we would if they didn't have that long stretch.
I would rather not go if I know that my team is going to lose again. And I'm serious. I don't want to feel the pain. To get there and know you can't win a championship. I just think that's the ultimate. And it's one thing if you go there once, Chris, you have a great team, you have a great year. You're cool with that. Okay, you know, my team made it. We didn't win or whatever. But to be that good as they have been year after year after year and not be able to win after 3 years and seven straight division titles, which is ridiculous. Because think about that. Even when they were winning division titles, The Giants still went to the World Series and won. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right,
as a wild
right.
card. Here,
what I'll give you is this as well. If they get to the World Series and lose, it would be harder to come back next year than for those players and Dave Roberts than if they get bounced in this round or the next. Right? Because if you get bounced early, then now you're like, there's that built-in motivation. Right,
we got to get back, right?
Right,
we didn't get
right,
there.
Okay,
we need
yeah.
to do some stuff. We need to add. You know what I mean? Totally.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Let's go to some NBA talk. There was an interesting story in The Ringer a couple days ago, and it talked about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Not the typical GOAT discussion and GOAT comparison and so on and so forth. But it talked about how this season LeBron is really, at least in the offseason and the way last season ended to some degree and where he's at in his career, It's a lot like Michael Jordan. And both when in the summer when they filmed Space Jam. Remember Jordan filmed Space Jam back in the summer of 93? No, he retired in 93. It was the summer he had lost to the Orlando Magic, or that season. So it was, 96, I believe, 95. So he's filming Space Jam that summer. He's coming off a bad loss, right? He just returned from baseball.
Well, if you remember that, I was going to say he came and thought he'd be able to just jump in and be ready for the playoffs, and it didn't happen.
And he, look, people hold that, some people hold it against him. I don't. I mean, to step in after a year and a half of not playing basketball, playing baseball, in fact, and remember, he had the double nickel, the 55-point game in Madison Square Garden against those tough Knicks defenses. And he averaged 26 points a game. But he wasn't MJ. Shooting percentage was low. I took a lot of shots, missed a lot of shots. And then in the playoffs, he got stripped at the end of the game by, I think, Nick Anderson.
Yep. I remember that very vividly.
Yeah, right. The Shaq, Penny Hardaway, Orlando Magic.
That was actually good, Chris, from the standpoint.
For him?
No, good for the NBA.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean? Like you just can't show up and right. Do you know what? And then take over the league.
If he had done that, right. Especially with him looking not as good as he was.
Right. And Penny and Shaq, they had their thing going. Seriously. Right. Penny was a star and Shaq was a star.
If Penny Hardaway hadn't gotten hurt, and obviously if Shaq hadn't
and
left.
And if Shaq didn't
I
go.
I asked Shaq once. Of all the players, now he played with great wingmen. Penny, then he gets Kobe, then he gets Dwayne Wade, right? That's not even to mention Steve Nash and LeBron, who he wasn't the same Shaq by then. Right. But he played with all those guys. I asked him which one would he, you know, most want to play with or did he enjoy playing with the most? He said Penny.
Wow.
And if they had stayed together, I mean, honest, look, I'm never betting against Jordan. Rob.
Neither am I, so you already know that.
Together, right. I mean, potentially, it could have been history changing. If they stayed together and Penny didn't get hurt. You know, I'd say the same thing about Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. If Sampson doesn't get hurt, maybe the Showtime Lakers aren't the Showtime Lakers. Because those Houston Rockets with the Twin Towers of Sampson and Olajuwon has swept. I believe they swept the Lakers. Maybe they beat them in five, but they beat the Lakers soundly in the playoffs and then lost to the Bird Celtics in the finals. So, but anyway, the point I'm trying to make is Jordan was coming off this year. He's filming Space Jam in the summer. He's coming off a disappointing playoff loss to the Magic. He's no longer viewed as the best player in the world because everybody was saying Hakeem Olajuwon was. Right, he had won two straight championships now. So it was Olajuwon's world. Okay? Look at LeBron James. And this isn't my brainchild.
I'm glad it's not yours because this is a stretch.
I'm just saying it's the ringer. Okay, here's what they're saying. This is the summer LeBron is filming Space Jam. This is the summer LeBron's coming off a disappointing season. He didn't even get to the playoffs like Jordan did, but he didn't make the playoffs. His worst season team-wise, at least, since he was about 20 years old. And then he is no longer recognized as the best player in the world. ESPN said it was who? Giannis? I didn't even see the Sports Illustrated list, but LeBron wasn't number one. And so those similarities, a stretch maybe, but those similarities. So what does Jordan go out and do in that summer? He goes out, works his tail off, while he's filming Space Jam and comes back arguably better than ever, they go on a three-peat. We know the history. Can LeBron, I'm not expecting a three-peat. LeBron at his best with Wade and Bosh couldn't deliver a three-peat. So I'm not expecting that. But can he deliver one? Now, Anthony Davis, I'm going to say it, Rob. Anthony Davis is better than Scottie Pippen. So you got the great teammate. Whether you agree with that or not, Anthony Davis is superb. So can LeBron
deliver? I'm not buying that.
You don't think he's better than Scottie
Pippen? No, not what Scottie Pippen was able to accomplish. Not knowing what I know he was able to do with Michael Jordan. I can't say that. For a guy who has had marginal success in the postseason, I don't know how many big games he's played. You could put up and fill stat sheets. He hasn't played in any big games yet. So I can't say that, Chris.
I'll give you, let's see what happens. I'll give you that.
Okay, that's
but
all I'm saying.
Just the eye test.
I'm not saying he's not a great player, but I can't rank him over Scottie.
He's not, okay, in a historical ranking, right. Would you? That's arguable. And obviously he's nowhere near as accomplished as Scottie Pippen. But I think just in a vacuum, looking at what Anthony Davis does and can do and what Scottie Pippen did and could do, I think most people would say AD. Now, again, you're right. In the historical ranking, because Scottie's so accomplished, maybe you put Pippen ahead of him. But AD is phenomenal. But like you say, he's got to back it up. He's got to get some hardware or something. But the point is, he's a great second player for LeBron. He's a great 1A, or LeBron saying we're going to run through him. Maybe he's one now, whatever. So can LeBron, I'm not even going to say duplicate what Jordan did, just one.
And the hard thing is, the difference is, too, it ain't like there's some cakewalk going on with the other teams and, you know, the other duos and the other and the Western Conference. And what's already happened with Kyle Kuzma and Boogie Cousins. I'm not saying that that's...
No, it ain't a cakewalk at all.
Do you know what I mean? Like, already it's stacked up that this year could be harder than we even thought it was to start from. Do you know what I mean? So you're already cutting into maybe a year.
Wow.
That's just the way...
I mean, look, historically with LeBron and his superstar teammates, it's taken a year. It's taken a year. It took him and Kyrie a year to win it. It took him and Dwayne Wade a year to win it. So that could be the case. However, does he have a year? I mean, we don't know what LeBron's going to look like this year. I mean, we assume
right.
He's
we
in
don't
great
know.
Shape.
I'm with you.
You
we
know,
don't
he had
know.
A summer off, but heck, father time. I mean, you know, DeBrass.
We talk about it all the time. I mean, everybody thinks, and it happens. Chris, it's not gradual. One day you can't get to the spot. One day that shot doesn't go down. One day you foul that pitch off that they used to hit out the park. It happens overnight.
Yep. It comes for everybody. Everybody. LeBron will always be great. Just like Jordan. Jordan was still great in Washington, but he wasn't the same. And he couldn't even lead him to the playoffs. So look, I'm going to say this. I do agree. I saw ESPN's power rankings today. And most people, you and I included, the Clippers are the favorite.
They are.
And they should be. They should be the favorite. Right. However, I think it's so close between – it's a bunch of teams, as you mentioned. I think the Lakers got a good shot. Like, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they win it.
I would be totally shocked flabbergasted, dumbfounded, whatever. I do not believe
they win it?
If they were to win the tie championship.
Wow.
I do not. I just don't believe that group put together is going to be better than some of these other teams. I think that there's a chance they could get knocked out easily in the second round by a team. Unless LeBron is totally different, because last year he didn't play defense. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be that bad on defense.
But he was bad, right?
No, he was.
Okay. I don't know about Anthony Davis yet. He's missed 14 or more games, 5 of his first 7 NBA seasons. Is he going to be available, Chris, the whole year? Where does he fit in? How does him and LeBron coexist? I don't know. I would be surprised if they were to win. I just don't look at them. I think, are they in the mix? Sure, they're in the mix. They make the playoffs? Sure, they should make the playoffs. But I don't believe that it's just a foregone conclusion. They're in the Western Conference Finals and they're playing for a chance to win a champ. I don't see that.
I don't agree it's a foregone conclusion either. But I am shocked that you would be shocked.
Shocked.
If they won the championship.
Flabbergasted.
I mean, you're right. There are a lot of question marks. And that's why I put the Clippers ahead of them. Because I don't see nearly as many question marks with the Clippers as I do with the Lakers. But the talent? LeBron, if he's 95% of himself.
Year 17.
Okay, but let's say LeBron. He's still LeBron. He's still great. AD, if he's got half of the heart that I'm giving him credit for, he should be great. You got Rondo. You got Avery Bradley, who's a sticky defender. You got Kyle Kuzma when he gets back. You got JaVale McGee, who laughed and mock him and shacked in a fool him all you want. But the dude is a good role player now. Dwight Howard, as a role player, I'm not asking for much from him, but a tough role player. Jared Dudley, a nice locker room guy, can shoot the three, a good intangible guy. Danny Green, I mean, they got talent. Question marks galore.
But the West,
and I actually think they got a good coaching staff.
But the West has a lot of talent, and teams, right? Teams have gotten better from a year ago. Some teams, you look at where Denver was as a young team, a game away. The Rockets made a big change.
But let me ask you this, though, Rob. Okay, you're right.
That's all I'm saying.
But in a seven-game series, there is no way. I will bet you a room full of wings that there is no way you would take the Denver Nuggets over the Lakers in a seven-game series.
I don't know. I have to see where the season played out. I can't say that right now. Just like I said,
Denver might win more games.
Right.
Regular season.
That could happen. And right. Just like I said last year, when you and we've seen the clip where you guys all attacked me on Undisputed when I said that they wouldn't make the playoffs.
No, you got lucky.
No,
I'm just saying. They were hurt.
But they didn't make the playoffs, Chris. And even at that point, you guys looked at me like I was crazy.
Because you were.
No, I wasn't.
You got lucky that they got hurt.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Any second now.
We did it.
Ain't nobody exempt in the ball shop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the ball shop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
All right, guys. If you follow me on Instagram, I know Rob does. I think I'm still waiting for that Chris follow. I was at Disney.
You'll be waiting for a long time, Gavin.
I was waiting for
he
my
won't
shot.
Even follow me.
Ooh. I don't stop.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was at Disneyland on Monday celebrating my girlfriend's birthday. Now, we got a special little gift, though. Her client, let's call him Vegas George, he gifted us a VIP tour guide at Disneyland. And what they do is they hang out with you all day and take you to the front of every single line. And if you've ever been to Disneyland, you're saving a lot of time. I think we hit over 15 rides that day.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. I saw the price and it was up there. So I want to know from you guys, what is the greatest like surprise gift you've ever gotten?
Well, Chris, I can go first, Rob. If you need to think, because mine was pretty simple when I heard this. When I was in high school, my older sister, Marianne, she's 5 years older than me. She had a job. And
you have a younger sister named Ginger?
No, Robin.
Just wondering. On a TV.
Very nice. That was pretty good, Chris. Marianne, Ginger. Very nice.
I didn't know you had a sister named Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne.
Wow.
And she came home from work on a Friday, Chris, and she bought me my first pair of leather sneakers. The Adidas Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's.
Oh, yeah, those were hot.
Oh, my. I was so.
A little suede on the front.
Yep. You know which ones I'm talking about. I was so pumped. I could not believe it. Back then, at that time, we were all wearing Pro Keds
Chuck
Taylors, whatever. You know, and nobody spent. And they were $29.99. It was a lot of money for a pair of sneakers. And it wasn't my birthday. It wasn't anything. She just got paid and decided to buy me a pair of sneakers out of love.
That is great. Now, did you follow up by going out on the playground and destroying people?
Well, I knocked down a couple of
jumps. Did you dunk on her after that?
And I do want to fast forward the story to life later on. Later on, I did buy my sister a car.
Oh, wow.
I did. I bought her a car.
Well, my wife
gave me a car.
My wife gave me a great 50th birthday present last year. She came to visit in L.A.
Yep.
And surprised me with a trip to Vegas. So that was fun. We spent the weekend in Vegas. That was great. But I'm going to go with this. This is an interesting story for just a gift. So this must have been, I don't know, 2008, somewhere around there, 7, 8. So the Nike invites me and several other journalists, sports journalists, but a lot of guys from like Double XL and The Source and shoe magazines and all that. They tell us meet them at a building in Manhattan on a Sunday night. So we all get there. I was at the New York Times at this time. So maybe it was before 2007, 2004 or something. Anyway, they pick us up in a party bus. We don't know where we're going. They drive us to Madison Square Garden. They tell us go into the visitors' locker room. We go in there. Each of us, our names are on the locker.
Oh, stop it.
They got uniforms. They got a huge duffel bag with a pair of Kobe Bryant sneakers.
Woo!
And like an arm sleeve, all this stuff. They say, get dressed and meet us out on the court. So we put on our uniforms. Some of them are white. Some of them are purple. We go out on the court. They got the scoreboard ready. The Knick City Dancers. Walt Frazier's calling the game.
Stop
we play a 40-minute game on Madison Square Garden's court. And then in the Kobe sneakers and all that. Then afterwards, we go back into the locker room. And they got another duffel bag with Penny Hardaway Nikes. All these different Nikes and shorts and junk. It was awesome.
Wow.
I'm just going, I mean, even though I screwed up on the last play of the game, it was awesome.
You cost him the game? What a shocker.
I tried to close, and what I think I made a turnover.
You tried to ISO?
I was the oldest dude out there, believe me.
That's pretty awesome.
I actually played a good game to that last play, but yeah, it was, I mean, God, it was awesome.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That's nice.
You know you can't accept that, Chris. You work for the New York Times. You're not supposed to accept that.
Do it. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't accept
pay for
it.
Really? Pay for play.
Yeah, right.
I accepted it back then.
We'd all accept that.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.